You're listening to SBS News.
Users of the federal parliamentary computing system have been forced to reset their passwords after a security incident on the network. House of Representatives Speaker Tony Smith and Senate President Scott Ryan say there's no evidence that any data has been accessed. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the incident shows the need for tough cybersecurity.
This is an absolutely vital area of which the government is investing unprecedented amounts of resources and is absolutely focused on doing everything possible to ensure not only that the government's information is protected, but also that the community has access to the best possible cyber awareness and protections.
Opposition leader Bill Shorten is terming the incident a wake-up call.
I've had some briefings on it. I'm satisfied from what I've heard initially that our security agencies and the President and the Speaker have moved in the right way to make sure that our parliamentary networks are secure. It is a wake-up call.
Reports have surfaced. Security agencies are looking into whether China is behind the breach. It was reported in 2011 China was suspected of accessing the email system used by federal MPs, advisers, electorate staff and parliamentary employees. Alastair McGibbon is the head of the Australian Cybersecurity Centre, the federal government's main body for improving online security. He says it's too early to tell who was behind the breach, but the immediate threat has been neutralised.
My belief is they were detected pretty quickly, and that we've taken the right type of decisive action to protect the system and the users of that system so that the computers can be used for what they're intended for, not what an offender is trying to use them for.
Fergus Hansen is the head of the International Cyber Policy Centre at the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, an independent think tank based in Canberra. While he agrees there's no evidence China is behind this breach, he says it's possible another nation state is.
Last time we're looking at a nation state actor, we haven't had formal attribution, but the reports that have come out have been that it was a nation state, China. And this time again, it looks like another nation state might be behind this attack as well.
Mr. Hansen says it's too early to tell what inspired the breach, but there's a number of possibilities to why someone might want to do it, especially during an election year.
There's lots of ways this information could be used to wreak havoc during an election campaign. It could either be used to target one particular party, to discredit its leaders, to show up some controversial gossip, to derail an agenda that they might be running as part of their campaign. Or it could be used as just a wider effort to discredit and undermine trust in public institutions.
In 2016, the Australian Cybersecurity Agency concluded unnamed foreign powers were behind a 2015 hack of the Australian Bureau of Meteorology network. That attack led to Australian agencies tightening their cybersecurity systems. Australia's National Security Agency, ASIO, has previously warned it expects to confront more and more attacks from countries pursuing cyber espionage programs. Nigel Fair, the director of the University of New South Wales Cyber Department in Canberra, agrees similar attacks could become more frequent.
This is the new normal of nation states hacking other nation states, in particular Australia, and an obvious and logical target is the Australian Parliamentary House and the Australian parliamentary system. This is an incredibly serious breach and we should be very concerned.
Mr. Fair says it's crucial Australia continues to innovate in cyber protection.
I don't think you can ever do enough. No jurisdiction globally is doing enough. We'll never have this problem solved. All we can do is keep coming up with ideas, keep coming up with solutions. If they work, they work. If they don't, it's back to the drawing board.
The breach in Canberra comes just days after revelations MPs in Britain were targeted by an attack to hack into their emails and phone contact lists. Text messages and emails were sent asking MPs to provide overseas contact details and download messaging software. One MP reportedly fell for the scam. Evan Young, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.